Thanks for downloading the Wall Street Update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Friday the 7th of November. I'm Rob Young. There's been good news about the US jobs market. The data is the most eagerly anticipated piece of monthly economic data. The number of people in employment in the US grew by 214,000 in the month of October. It's the 10th month in a row there's been a rise in the number of workers. President Obama is pleased.
The good news is today we saw another good set of jobs numbers. We've now had 56 consecutive months of job growth. More than 10.6 million jobs have been created, and the unemployment rate now is down to 5.8%.
To find out what the financial markets made of that, I've been talking to James Labenthal, an asset manager in New York State.
I think things are getting much better. First off, I find little to disagree with in today's jobs report. The headline number of jobs created was terrific. The average work week was extended. Wages rose a little bit. There were backward positive revisions to prior months' employment results. And probably one thing that not everybody looks at but that I do is the U6, or what's called underemployment rate, hit a new low since the financial crisis. That is the all-encompassing unemployment figure that adds back in those people who have been discouraged from looking for work. To see that number hit a new low is an unmitigated positive, and it corroborates what we're seeing from employment indexes for the purchasing manager surveys, as well as initial weekly jobless claims.
Investors weren't exactly ecstatic, though, were they?
Well, I think the reason for that might be a little bit of fatigue from the recent rise to new records in the stock market. And there may well be some concern that this will incent the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. to raise the Fed funds rate sooner than expected. I am not of that camp because there is no sign of inflation here in the U.S. Worse, there are concerning, troubling signs that there is possibly deflation in the European Union, both of which are factors that will keep the Fed on hold, we think, until at least next summer, possibly next fall.
James Abenthal there. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow closed up a tenth of a percentage point at 17,573. At the end of the day, in London, the 100 share index was up 0.3% at 65.67, and the BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America is at $127.3.